That's that marine layer rolled in. I remember these nights. I'm coming from Coquille. It was 75 degrees still, so that's brisk 52, I think it was, when I pulled into town. So
yeah, it is chilly, that is for sure. Low tonight's going to be 51 degrees, and it's completely cloudy, and by cloudy in Florence, I mean, it's hard to see the grandstands on the other side as that marine layer, that fog, is rolling in pretty quickly here. And it is officially 7 p.m. here in Florence, which means Vikings football is about to be underway.
Game time.
Game time, baby. Will Johnson tees the ball up, huddles around with his team. Back deep to return for the Lancers is going to be number one, Knox Maxey, and I believe that's number six, Mason Johnson, the junior and senior, back deep to return for the Lancers. Will Johnson points towards the sky, approaches the ball, and boom, we are underway. And that ball is going to kind of roll out of bounds. So Lancers are going to start with favorable field position, but no damage done there, honestly. And we're about to we're underway here.
Yeah, I think it just got a bad bounce there and kind of kicked straight out of bounds.
Yeah. And defensive coordinator Nick Johnson did an incredible job last week dialing up this defense and giving them great signs from the near sideline here. And I expect that to roll into this week.
I like going defense first here. I actually do.
I do too. Pressure tonight is going to be the key for this defensive line, as the quarterback, number 15, Michael Fisher, doesn't necessarily do the best with it. And I know the coaches know that for sure. And he's going to be working out of the gun, one back to his left. He's going to look to throw on first down. He's got a receiver over the right side hash. And complete and hard to bring down is number 16, the senior tight end, Bobby Jensen. And that's going to be enough for a first down as they gain about 13 yards.
Yeah, you could see him and number 88, the guy you touched on in pregame, they just ran two verticals there. And it kind of looked like, so you saw his DBs were like, oh, man, which target do we cover here? It was a good play. Luckily, they wrapped him up.
Yeah, and goes down as a gain of 16 on first and 10. Out of the gun again is the quarterback, number 15. Rolls out, got a receiver in the flat, but met instantly. Will Johnson says, hello, how you doing? And meets Crew Donner, the sophomore running back, right as he catches that ball. But either way, it's going to be about a gain of one for the Lancers.
Week in, week out, this Will, I mean, he's a great form tackler, especially out there in the flat.
Yeah, I mean, after watching film, I try to limit the throws to the flat because, one, Will's either picking it off or he's going to tackle you right as you're catching that ball. And Will doesn't tackle lightly, that's for sure.
No.
And Lancers are going to be working out of the gun, kind of an I formation here with Donner behind Fisher. One receiver goes in motion to the near side, far side, and handing it up the middle, but brought down quickly by the senior captain, Jacob Mann. And that's going to be another about a yard gain for the Lancers. It's going to bring up a third and eight. Ball's going to be spotted on the 42-yard line in Tyslaw territory.
Yeah, number 53, Jacob Mann, that's another name we heard a ton last week. He just got around that end and or that left tackle and just sat there and waited for the tackle.
Yep, Michael Fisher going to be working out of the gun. Donner to his left. Bunch formation to the far side as all three receivers kind of go in motion, split it out a little bit wide. Lancers moving right to left. Got a receiver in the flat. Fisher is. It's complete. He makes the man miss and bogeys his way for a first down. And what a hard-nosed run there by the receiver, number nine. That's the Corbin Lucier, the junior tight end this time. And tight ends are getting targeted early tonight for the Lancers.
Unfortunately, that's the opposite side of the coin with a flat pass there. So you saw DB just met him a little high, and he just kind of bulldogged over him. And that's, like I said, that's just the opposite side of a flat play.
Yep. And Fisher is going to be out of the gun again. Donner to his left. Two receivers go in motion to the near side. Got a pull right my way again. And another comes in motion as Donner decides to keep it. Sorry, that's Fisher. He's got the right side. He's got the edge. And brought down at the very last second before he's able to spring that thing free for six by Will Johnson. But that's going to be a gain of about 13 for the Lancers. And they're moving at will right now, Michael.
Yeah, they're moving it good. Luckily, Will was able to get a little shoestring tackle there. That was a nice design QB draw to the right.
Yeah, and Michael Fisher was keeping the whole way there, and he was able to get a good gain for the Lancers and pick up a fresh set of downs. So first and 10, ball spotted at about the 16-yard line.
A lot of motion here.
Fisher's going to be out of the gun. Three receivers go in motion, bunch to the near side. He's going to pitch it out to the flat. That's Donner. He's got blocking out in front of him. He gets the edge and brought down by the sophomore, Rowdy Thrall.
A great tackle by Rowdy.
100% a touchdown-saving tackle by the sophomore, getting his first start for the Vikings this evening.
It looks like a pretty quick kid they got back there. It looked like he was just dreaming for the edge there, but Rowdy didn't let him have it.
Yeah, a lot of sophomores kind of have a little bit more of a lean build to them, and Donner does not have that at all. He's a stocky running back in the backfield for the Lancers, sitting at 5'11", but 175 pounds. Fisher out of the gun. He's got Donner to his left. Receiver comes in motion to the near side, fakes the handoff. It's QB draw all the way. He goes up the middle and tackled for a short gain. Gets just about back to the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up a third and about two for the Lancers. And first thing I'm noticing is Saiswa is doing a good job of tackling, but the pressure has not been there yet this evening, and that's going to be one of the keys this evening for this Vikings defense.
Yeah, like I said in the warm-up, the kids look big out there, and they're having a hard time pushing them back right away. That was the same play that we saw earlier, and luckily they got it shorter game than last time.
And it's going to be Fisher out of the gun, two backs in the backfield with him, and he's going to go ahead, fake the handoff. It's play-action pass, rolling to his left. He's got a receiver to his left, and almost intercepted right through the hands of number 12 for this Vikings team. I do not have my roster here in front of me. Not sure where I left it, but great defensive read there for the Vikings, and almost came away with a big interception. That's going to bring up fourth and two.
That was a great read by him to crack down on that ball. He just couldn't quite grab it.
And the Lancers offense is going to go ahead and stay on the field here. Big fourth down here as there are 7 minutes and 37 seconds left in this first quarter. Score 0-0. And we're going to go ahead and get a stoppage here. I believe we have a timeout taken by the Vikings. So we're going to go ahead and do the same. We'll be back for this fourth and two here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Coast Radio Sports. South Umpqua has the ball with a fourth and two, 7 minutes and 37 seconds left in this first quarter. And the score is currently 0-0, but they're going for it on fourth and two. Ball's going to be spotted on about the 8-yard line. And Fisher's going to be under center this time. Goes ahead, takes a snap, goes right up the gut. It's going to be close.
Oh, he dove.
He dove at the very end there as Saiswa had a couple guys around his legs, but I believe that's going to be enough for the first down, and it is.
That was close.
It was. Saiswa did a good job of wrapping him up there, but that's just a big quarterback there, number 15, Michael Fisher. And what do we have him listed at here? 6'2", 185.
Yeah, that was a great effort by him to reach that ball over the line. I mean, if he didn't do that, it would have been really close.
Yeah, and the almost interception for the Vikings. Got to give a huge shout-out to the scout team player of the week. That's the freshman, Bryce Dibbitt, who almost came away with that interception. But first and goal here for the Lancers, Michael Fisher out of the gun. He's going to take it, designed keeper all the way, and brought down by both Caleb Gray and Will Johnson after a loss of about two. That's a big defensive play there on a first and goal.
Yeah, we talked about it in the beginning. You were touching on Michael Fisher and them being able to stop his running and make him throw the ball. And so far, they're doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, the big thing is it seems that they know Michael Fisher struggles a little bit under pressure. And they're either designing runs with him or with a pass, getting the ball out of his hands as quick as possible. But he's going to be working out of the gun here. Bunch receivers to the right and thrown up and tipped through the back of the end zone. Had an open receiver, just throws it over his head. Intended receiver there was Mason Johnson, and just wasn't able to come down with it. That would have been almost 6 points right there.
Yeah, the receiver in the slot, just a quick in route.
And that's going to bring up third and goal now. Ball spotted on the 7-yard line. Vikings with their backs to the end zone here. And Lancers driving from our right to left. 6 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. 0-0. And it's going to be out of the gun for Fisher. He's got pressure on him. He's rolling to his right. He has a receiver, and it is caught. But that's going to be spotted short of the goal line. It's going to bring up a fourth and goal on about the one-yard line. And Michael Fisher doing a good job with pressure in his face to scramble right and deliver a dime to his intended receiver there.
Yeah, I think Sayusaw got a little bit lucky. The receiver fell the wrong way when he caught the ball, but a good stop nonetheless. It brings up a big moment here for the Sayusaw defensive line. I expect something to go up the middle.
Fourth and one, wouldn't be too shocked if the Lancers stick with that quarterback draw up the middle. But this time, again, it's going to be Fisher working out of the gun, motion to the near side, out of the receiver position. He's going to go ahead and take it. He's got nothing in front of him and thrown to the end zone and caught for a Lancers touchdown. I don't think he caught that.
I don't think he caught that.
As he, after it was signaled a touchdown, picked the ball up off the ground and hands it to the ref. But either way, it's going to be 6 points for the Lancers. I don't like that call at all.
I don't like that at all. I don't even think that was close.
Receiver had to go down and get the ball and kind of trapped it against the ground, it looked like. But either way, refs see it as a touchdown. Lancers take the lead with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first quarter, 6-0. And on to kick this PAT for the Lancers, number three, Cooper Howard, the junior.
The trouble with high school football, no booth review.
Yeah, I think that one would have been a turnover on downs if we had the opportunity to have that. And good snap, good hold. Ball is up and booted through the uprights. The Lancers take a 7-0 lead with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a break and be back here on Coast Radio Sport. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. Got to give a shout-out to Ryan Stahl tuning in this evening, wherever you are. Ryan, aloha. Thanks for tuning in. And score here at Hans Peterson Field is 7-0 as the Lancers took the ball on the opening kickoff and put together a great drive offensively and punched it in for six and had the PAT up and good from their kicker there, Cooper Howard. And just a good drive. And I would say, Michael Fisher did a good job there of kind of just operating under pressure there towards the end. And I said it, you know, he kind of struggles under pressure, but he did a good job that opening drive for the Lancers.
Yeah, and you can't even say that Sayusaw did anything bad. It was just a well-rounded offensive drive, as you're saying.
Yeah, clean opening possession, no flags, which is
no
been
flags
rare.
Is huge, yeah.
That's been rare for whoever Sayusaw is playing for both teams. And on the kick for the Lancers is number six, Mason Johnson, back deep to return for the Vikings, Will Johnson and Tom Morgan. Kind of a short setback for Johnson. It's going to be an onside kick up the middle, and it is bobbled by the Vikings. Ball is loose. We'll see who's going to come away with this one, as that was a good kick by Mason Johnson.
I think Sayusaw's got it.
I believe so as well. And Sayusaw does jump on top of that. Didn't see who that front man was in the front row. Ball just shot right at him and kind of hit off his ankle, and luckily it bounced towards the second line for the Vikings.
Yeah, a little nerve-wracking for Sayusaw. They definitely didn't see it coming, but luckily they got it.
And Sayusaw is going to retain possession there, taking over on their own 36-yard line as Jericho Lake gets the call from head coach of the Sayusaw Vikings, Coach Sam Johnson, jogs the call in and breaks the huddle. Lake and the Vikings approach the line of scrimmage. Lake's going to be working out of the gun. One receiver to the far side. Bunch formation to the near side. One back and Will Johnson to his right. Lake takes the snap. He's going to turn, hand it off up the gut. That's Will Johnson. He's got a crease. He finds it. He takes it. And great gain on first down by the Vikings. And Will Johnson, great push up front. That's going to be a good for about a 25-yard run. Oh, they're going to mark that a little bit short of where I thought they were. It's going to be about a 21-yard for a run for Will Johnson on first and 10, first snap offensively for the Vikes.
Oh, it's like 5 yards further than that.
I thought so, too. But either way, first and 10, fresh out of down, ball spotted on the 44-yard line in Lancers territory. Lake out of the gun. He's going to turn, fake the handoff. He's got a receiver out in the flat. That's Will Johnson again. Will Johnson makes a man miss, but brought down right at the line of scrimmage, and a late flag comes in from the far referee.
On South Umpqua.
Yes, yeah, he is pointing towards the Lancers.
Horse collar, face mask, something.
Yeah, it was a late call. It was after Will Johnson was nestled down to the ground by the defensive backs.
Personal foul, face mask.
And, again, face mask, that's going to tack on 15 yards for this Vikings offense and give them a fresh set of downs.
So we did the good old broadcaster jinx, as they call it.
Yeah.
Hey, we said no flags, and now we started this drive with a big one.
Yeah, 15 yards in favor of the Vikings. 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in this first quarter. Lancers lead 7-0. Lake out of the gun. Three receivers to the near side. Jackson Chang in the backfield with Lake. He's going to turn, hand it up the gut, and met right in the backfield is Jackson Chang. Nowhere to go as the Vikings lose a third or about 3 yards on first down. And that's going to bring up about a second and 13 for the Vikings offense. Lake gets the call from Coach Sam Johnson, runs the call in, and they got good pressure up the, I think, off the left side that time around.
Yeah, it was.
4 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Faisal driving. However, facing a second and 13 here. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line. Lake going to be out of the gun. Bunch formation, split out wide to the near side. One back in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff. He's got a receiver on the far side. Perfect throw in stride, but great defense. That's going to be a completion. I believe that was Tom Morgan. And that's going to be a pickup of about 9 yards. It's going to bring up a third and four for the Vikings.
That's a really good game being pressed back there on the second and 13. Now they have a third and short opportunity.
Yeah, and what I liked in that was, obviously, Lake hasn't had a lot of time to get familiarized with these receivers, but just a one-step drop quickly finds Tom Morgan for a good gain there, and that just shows their confidence and cooperation's growing there. But he's going to be out of the gun, bunch formation in the near side, Johnson in the backfield with him. He's going to turn, hand it up that gut. That's Will Johnson, and he's got enough for a Vikings first down after he picked up. We'll give him 6 yards on third and four.
Now that's huge. I was watching the trenches on that play, and they sent everyone. I think all linebackers came down in the middle, and he still got that huge chunk play. So that's a really big note to jot down for this Faisal offensive line because, they sent everyone, and obviously it didn't matter.
Yep. 2 minutes and 55 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings driving down 7-0. And, boy, it is foggy out here this evening. It is fall in Florence, Oregon. Lake out of the gun, one back in the backfield with him, two receivers to the near side, two to the far side, drops back, he's got a receiver, he decides to pump fake and run, taking off to his left, he's got the edge, and he is in! Touchdown, Vikings! Jericho Lake decides to keep it himself, he says, I'll beat you with my arm and I'll beat you with my leg.
It's amazing, I sound like a Jericho Lake stan, but last week I was so impressed, and right here on this drive, once again, he had that 1-2 step, a beautiful throw on the numbers, and enough composure to make a big run there for a touchdown. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, and the confidence, he was full on deciding to throw the ball there, but decides to pump fake it last second and just keeps it as he had a defensive lineman in his face about to make that throw. But the Vikings lined up to go for two here. Lake under center. I expect a belly here. Fumbled snap. It's going to be either way. It doesn't matter. Vikings don't convert on the two-point conversion there, and Lake hasn't had a whole lot of snaps under center here, so just a little bit of a miscue there with his center. And Vikings score, though. 6-7 is the score here at Hans-Peterson Field with the Lancers out in front. We're going to go ahead and take 30 seconds to be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans-Peterson Field. Score here at home, 6-7. Vikings down right now, but just put together a beautiful touchdown drive. Weren't able to convert on the two-point conversion. And sorry, I'm starving down some Abby's Legendary Pizza here as Patrick Hill, the manager there, hooks us up with a pizza each and every week for the home games here in the booth. And as the Vikings are about to, oh my goodness, as the Vikings are approaching the ball here to kick it off to the Lancers, a dead ball flag is thrown by the near referee, and we got an offside by the return team. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
It's a flag. Is it necessary? I don't know.
You got to line up on the your side of the 50-yard line here at the high school level, and that's going to go ahead and march the Vikings towards Lancer territory 5 yards, and they're going to go ahead and re-tee this thing.
I mean, I guess it benefits Faisal if Will can get this booted back into the end zone.
Yeah,
it seems like kind of an unnecessary flag.
And Will Johnson goes ahead, approaches the ball, and boots it deep. on the fly on about the 14-yard line by the Lancers, breaking a couple of tackles, is their return man. And we had a late block here by the Vikings, and Lancer kind of flops, but the referee player still has the ball. What in the world? Oh, my goodness. The ball is on the far sideline.
Yeah,
and through the fog, unable to see what happens. Lancer's return man was making people miss it, but as he was tackled, must have coughed up the ball as the Vikings have it and are celebrating. But the referees are going to go ahead and talk this thing over.
I mean, if it wasn't so you saw the ball, I think they would have settled this down a lot sooner.
And I believe the Vikings are going to go ahead and take over it offensively here, potentially on the 31-yard line. And the Lancers are coming out on defense. My goodness.
Yeah, deep into South Umpqua's territory here.
Didn't see who it was, but Coach Sam Johnson chest bumped a player, and his size was on display there as the player knocked Sam on his back end. but I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I mean, we're far side of the field. We're as far away as we can be. And, I mean, like you said, the fog, it was so thick.
And
I thought he was already down. I thought they were walking to the sidelines, but all of a sudden, Slaysaw's up with the ball. But here we go. We're on offense.
So Vikings take over on offense after the fumble on the kickoff return. 6-7 is the score. Jericho Lake and the Vikings take over on the 31-yard line deep in Lancer's territory. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Lake in the gun. One back in the backfield. Fakes the jet sweep handoff to Tom Morgan. He's got a receiver over the top. Through the hands of the intended target. Beautifully thrown ball. And just would have been six. Just receiver unable to come down with it.
Yeah, it's a couple factors there. I mean, like you said, it was a beautiful ball. It's really thick layer of fog out there. I don't know if the ball or his gloves are a little wet. I mean,
yeah,
and it's definitely a factor to deal with in these late night Florence games in the fall.
As a former, you know, receiver, it's hard to turn back at night and find that ball with the lights, and especially with the fog through the evening air. You kind of sometimes pick it up last second, and maybe that's what happened to Morgan there. But the Vikings face the 2nd and 10 on the 31-yard line. Bunch formation in the near side. Lake in the backfield. Out of the gun, he's going to turn, fake the pitch. He's got a jet sweep to Will Johnson. Misdirection play for the Vikings. He's got the edge. Beats the safety, and goodbye. Touchdown, Vikings.
Here it goes. Give him the ball, and he'll do something with it. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. And that time, he made a block of the Lancers miss.
My goodness, what a beautifully designed play call for the Vikings. Fake the jet sweep to the near side. And Will Johnson comes out of the backfield and takes it to the left side, and all of a sudden he's beyond the line of scrimmage and only pretty much has a safety to beat. And Will Johnson made him look silly and slow there as he runs by him easily. Vikings lining up for another two-point conversion here. Lake under center again. Two backs in the backfield. One receiver comes to the near side in motion. He's going to turn fake. He's got the jet sweep. That's Tom Morgan getting the edge. Met at the goal line. Stretches out and... holy cow, Vikings convert the two-point conversion. Tom Morgan with a great last-second effort, stretches the ball out, barely gets it over the goal line as a Lancer hits him, and the ball pops out. But either way, refs go ahead and call it a good PAT or two-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a well-coached team, and these are just athletes out there. I mean, I remember back when we were in high school, the ball stretching. I mean, that... it wasn't a big factor in any games we played, but we've seen it twice now in these young athletes.
Yeah.
It's a great effort.
Yeah, Tom Morgan knew, you know, that he was bottled up about a yard or two short there prior to breaking through goal line. And very last-second chance as he was going down, stretches it just across the goal line. Ref had the best view in the entire house as he was about 2 yards away from Morgan. And Vikings take the lead 14-7. A minute and 59 seconds left here in the first quarter. That turnover with the fumble on the last kickoff turns out to be a huge one as the Vikings make the Lancers pay.
Yeah, and that two-point conversion is huge because now we're back to an even seven-point deficit.
And Will Johnson on to kickoff for the Vikings again. Back deep to return for the Lancers. Knox, Maxey, and Mason Johnson. And Will boots it deep. I believe that's going to be Mason Johnson kind of over his head. Tries to catch it and bobbling it in the end zone. He's got to get this thing out of the end zone, and that's the safety. And he just does that. met at the goal line. My goodness, I can tackle him on about the one-inch line. And the Lancers are backed up deep.
Sideline's calling for a safety.
My goodness, did Mason Johnson just get out of the end zone there? That would have been a safety as he touched it prior to it going into the end zone.
Oh, man.
And able to gather it, and Lancers are going to have this thing spotted on the goal line pretty near.
I might have to change my pants after that one. He came out of the end zone and was just met by like six Vikings.
I don't know what the intention was there for Johnson as he watched it kind of just skip past him as the deep returner and then decided, shoot, I got to pick this thing up because that's a live ball.
I think he got scared.
And Lancers take over on about their own inch line. Curious to see what they do here. Would expect much more than a designed quarterback draw to kind of give themselves more breathing room. Michael Fisher out of the gun, two backs in the backfield, one to each side. He's going to turn and hand it up the gut and making people miss left and right. Good run there by the number nine tight end, Corbin Lucier. And good run there on first down for the Lancers, backed up deep into their own territory, and he gets about 8 yards.
Yeah, that's as good as you can ask for in that situation. It looked like your brother Colin Barnett on the tackle there.
And Vikings take a timeout there. So that's their second of the first half already. But we're going to go ahead and do the same here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. Vikings are out in front of the South Umpqua Lancers right now, 14-7, a minute and 31 seconds left here in the first quarter. Lancers have the ball on their own 8-yard line. And it's going to be Michael Fisher working out of the gun. Two receivers to the near side. One back in the backfield with him. He's looking to pass. He's got, throws it out to the flat. He's got a receiver caught and knocked out of bounds. That is a sophomore running back. And Crew Donner with the catch. Kind of thrown out in front of him a little bit too far, but Donner did a good job adjusting and stretching out and completing that ball.
Yeah, Vikings DBs did a good job of closing him out there, not letting him take it up the edge there. I do want to make a point here. We have not seen a Sayusaw flag.
Hey, don't jinx that one, but it was a gain of 6-4, the Lancers. So they have a fresh set of downs right now, ball spotted on the 14-yard line. And as Coach Sam Johnson said last night on the point, after a lot of pre-snap movement out of the Lancers, two receivers to the near side, one back in the backfield, and a receiver in motion to the near side to fake. And quarterback's going to keep it up the gut, runs into his own running back, bottled up by his own teammate, and that's going to be a short gain there. I believe we have a hurt player on the field right now.
Is that Michael Fisher?
I believe it may be the quarterback, Michael Fisher. So we're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break here as players are waving on for some staff to come assist him. So stay here with us on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. We still have a down Lancer on the field. That is the quarterback for the Lancers, number 15, Michael Fisher, as he is assisted off the field. And kind of a funky play there. Went to fake a handoff and keep it himself. And all of a sudden, his running back's just standing right in front of him and kind of runs into his rear side and comes up hurt on the play. So the Lancers are going to have a new quarterback in this evening. And obviously, our thoughts are with Michael Fisher. Hopefully, he can come back this evening.
Yeah. That's unfortunate for this Lancers team.
And don't see another quarterback listed on the roster. So curious to see who comes in as the Lancers are on the far sideline. Saiswa in a huddle on the ball. Ball's going to be spotted on the 14-yard line.
See number 13, Jackson Causey there.
And it's so hard to see through the fog, that marine layer sitting here thick as can be.
Yeah, it's number 13. Jackson Causey.
Okay, so we have number 13, Jackson Causey, the sophomore, checking in for the Lancers. He's out of the gun, turns. He's going to fake the handoff, throwing on his first play in. Throw, beautiful ball to the flat, caught by number 88 and gaining a good yards after the catch there and yards after contact. Receiver there was Jaden Kay, the big man, senior, 6'5", almost 200 pounds.
Yeah, he was almost swallowed up for a 2-3 yard loss and made something happen.
And good throw there by Jackson Causey, the sophomore on his first snap in for the Lancers after Michael Fisher goes down, shaken up on the previous play. And kind of slow getting the play call in right now with the sophomore at quarterback. And that's going to go ahead and do it for the first quarter, though. 14-7 is the score. Saysaw out in front, one quarter down here in the books. We're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. The second quarter is about to be underway with the Vikings out in front of the Lancers, 14-7. And we're flipping sides of the field here. And the Lancers are now going to be driving from our left to right, and the Vikings driving right to left. But the Lancers have the ball right now. It's going to be third and six here for Coffey and this Lancers offense as they take the field again. And it is going to be Coffey in at quarterback still, as Michael Fisher is still out of this ball game.
Quite a bit smaller of a quarterback there.
Yeah, a little bit harder to see back there. And he's going to be out of the gun. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Takes it. He's going to be running to his left and brought down instantly. Jacob Mann making his presence felt off the edge. Drives Coffey back for about a loss of 8 on that third and six. And I expect the Lancers just to go ahead and punt the ball away here.
That was huge.
Jackson Mann generated a ton of pressure there in a hurry. And Coffey had nowhere to go. By the time he was kind of gathering himself and rolling out to the flat, Mann was already in his face.
I said it in the pregame, that was a name we heard a ton last week and was hoping to hear it again, and here we are. Huge sack.
And on the punt for the Lancers, I believe that's Mason Johnson. Kind of a bunched up uniform. Good snap. Ball is up. Kind of a low punt and bouncing towards Will Johnson as he just decides not to catch it. And Saisaw's going to take over with great field position. Ball's going to be spotted on the 32, 33-yard line. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. A major rookie mistake on my end there as I sent us to a break when I shouldn't have. Vikings were snapping the ball kind of right as we were coming back from that break, and it was Jericho Lake finding Will Johnson in the flat for about a 25, 30-yard gain there. So my apologies, folks. Will Johnson had one man to beat and decided, instead of going around him, just go over him.
Yeah.
Ball's going to be spotted on about the 8-yard line deep in Lancers territory. First and goal for the Vikings. Lake working out of the gun. Chang to his right. Bunch formation to the far side. It's going to be a pitch to Chang to the far side. Bottled up in the backfield and slung down by number 9 for the Lancers. Corbin Lucier, the sophomore. And really good piece of tackling and a lot of pressure generated. Chang had a lot of blockers out in front of him, but Lucier kind of just weaseled his way behind him.
Yeah, he was the only one that got through. It was a good stand by the offensive line, but yeah, he kind of worked his Chang's outside and forced him to cut inside and made a good tackle.
And that's going to spot the ball now on about the 13-yard line. So a second and goal from the 13, 10 minutes left here in the second quarter. Strips formation in the near side. I believe that's Johnson in the backfield with Lake out of the gun. Lake's going to roll to his left. He's looking to throw to the end zone and just over the head of his intended receiver, Tom Morgan. And wouldn't say he was lucky as that ball was well overthrown, but the defensive back there in coverage was Jaden Kay, the 6'5 man. And
yeah,
that's a big man to try to overthrow.
Yeah. If anyone was going to high point it, it might have been him.
And Vikings are going to be facing a third and goal here from the 13-yard line after the 5-yard loss on the run play. Pitch out to Chang. And Lake's going to get the call. He's working his way back towards the huddle for the Vikings. Curious to see what they draw up here. And you got to know, Saysaw likely not going to be kicking any field goals here. So probably don't have to get the whole 13 yards in one play here.
Give me belly left.
Bunch formation to the far side. Lake out of the gun. Gets the snap. He's going to turn, hand it up the gut. That's going to be Will Johnson looking for a crease and fighting for extra yards. And it is maybe it's so hard to see through this fog. A couple of Lancers players were pointing like they had the ball. I think they may have thought it was fourth down or something because it didn't look like Johnson had coughed it up. So Vikings are going to retain possession, fourth and goal now. Offense staying on the field, 9 minutes and 20 seconds left. Ball spotted on about the 8-yard line. So Johnson able to get about 5 and back to where they were on first and goal. Fourth and goal, Vikings needing 8 yards here. bunch formation in the near side, Lake out of the gun, one back in the backfield, one receiver to the far side. Lake scans the defense, and I believe they just got the cold count.
Beautiful.
Lancers jumping offsides, giving the Vikings a free 5 yards, and that should bring up a fourth and goal from the 2 yard line, and that's, sorry, 3 yard line, and that's a massive change.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Lancers gearing up to bring the pressure there and just kind of jumping the gun there.
That's a beautiful call. It also gives them a lot of insight on what they want, what the defense is thinking they're doing here.
And a good job by the Vikings of staying stationary there and not kind of just wasting that opportunity with the Lancers jumping offside. So 8 minutes and 56 seconds now. Vikings facing a fourth and goal. And referees calling for the clock to tick up here in the booth as it does now. Blake looks to be working under center now. Vikings have done this on the two-point conversions. Two backs in the backfield. Vikings needing a few yards for a touchdown here. Going to turn, hand it. Johnson with a full head of steam. Piles his way. Touchdown, Vikings. His second of the evening. Third for the Vikings as they jump out in front 20-7.
Hey, you saw how fast he hit that gap. I don't think anyone was stopping him.
No.
Even if they met him.
Will Johnson's stop to go speed is unmatched for the Vikings as he hit that hole in a hurry and was just hit at the line of scrimmage, but his head of steam carries him that 3 yards he needed for the score. Vikings scoring on fourth and goal. 8 minutes and 31 seconds left here, and the Vikings are lining up to kick field goal.
Yeah, there's a good chance. I mean, it was so fast that he might have beaten his left tackle off of the ball from the backfield.
he was off in a hurry, that is for sure. But Johnson, who just put it in for his second touchdown of the evening, lining up to kick a PAT. And holder is going to be Jericho Lake, long snapper Colin Barnett. And Vikings subbing a player off. Luckily, they did a head count there and realized they had one too many. And good snap, good hold. Ball is up, almost blocked, but no good. Wide right, Will Johnson. Maybe just kind of compensated as there was good pressure off the left side by the Lancers. And we'll go ahead and take a 30-second break, though, and be back here on Coast Radio Sports after this. Vikings out in front 20-7. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. Vikings out in front in this Far West League clash tonight over the South Umpqua Lancers. And score right now is 20-7 as the Vikings just pieced together a beautiful drive there. Started off with good field position. First play of the drive, Will Johnson took a pass out in the flat. Got about a 30-yard gain on it. Vikings went on to score on a fourth and goal. And back deep to return for the Lancers. Going to be Mason Johnson and the sophomore running back now, Crew Donner. Will Johnson approaches the ball, boots it, and kind of a squib kick caught on a knee. Good job by the Lancers defense there, or sorry, special teams crew there, as number 20, Ashton Longworth, able to recover that ball.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week a lot about dominance. We touched on it in pregame here as being one of the keys, and a fourth, going for it on fourth down and getting into the end zone will do a lot of hurt to the defense mentally. And let alone physically, as they continue to wear them down here.
Yeah, that's 100% the case. That's a big swing play. If the defense gets a stop there on a fourth and goal, all of a sudden momentum shifts quickly to the Lancers, but the Vikings and Will Johnson able to punch it in for six on that. Lancers taking over on offense. Still in four at quarterback for the Lancers is going to be Jackson Cossey, the sophomore. Working out of the gun, got a back directly behind him in an I formation. He's going to take a snap, turn, hand it. Back up the gut. He's got a good seam, but brought down with a good tackle there. Believe that was, oh, goodness, I don't know who was in on that tackle. Kind of hard to read as he walks into a huddle of the Vikings, but either way, Lancers pick up about 5 yards on first and 10, facing a second and 5 now. Ball spotted on the 44-yard line, 8 minutes and counting here in the second quarter.
Yeah, same story as last week. It's a good thing when you can't point a single player making a tackle.
Yeah, and it was a good wrap-up by whoever it was. Cossey's going to be out of the gun. Three receivers to the near side. He's going to turn hand it. Mason Johnson very patiently waiting for blocks to develop it out in front of him. And a torpedo comes in for a tackle. And that torpedo has a call sign, Will Johnson, as he just uprooted Mason Johnson with a beautiful tackle. That is Johnson on Johnson crime.
Yeah.